Introducing Bluehost Cloud, ultra-fast WordPress hosting with 100% uptime. Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Of course you do. And now you can have all three with Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost. With 100% uptime and incredibly speedy load times, your WordPress websites will be dependable and lightning fast on a global scale. Plus, your sites can handle even the biggest traffic spikes without going down or lagging. And with Bluehost Cloud, you get 24/7 WordPress priority support, meaning you're connected to WordPress experts anytime you need them. Not to mention, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. So, what are you waiting for? Get Bluehost Cloud today by visiting Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com.
This episode is brought to you by Patreon.com/SBFVGS. Welcome to Super Best Friends Video Game Sleepover, episode 130. You're listening to the number one video game podcast on the internet that features my best friends. I'm one of your hosts, Adam Redding. Joining me is Mike, the Platinum Pallbearer, Lopez.
Oh no, it got sad.
No, it's because you're just killing those platinums.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
That's all that
okay,
means.
Okay, that's a little better, I guess.
Yeah.
Make it to a lot of funerals. Get that platinum status.
Do you go to the funerals of the people of the platinums you kill, not the people?
And that other voice you're hearing is David, the Grill Master, Tate.
Oh, yeah, baby. Grilled me some, how many was that? 17? I think I grilled 17 burgers yesterday.
It looked like maybe 3 score.
I it's quite a few. Don't know what that number is. But
I mean, you're on a fortnightly podcast and you don't know what 3 score is.
I have no idea.
3 score and twain.
Whatever any of those numbers mean, I'm sure probably. And thank you so much for that introduction, Adam. Bat that looks like Stitch on his shirt wearing Redding.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Doesn't he kind of look like Stitch? Hang on. Look at this.
Yeah. Under that, it says, "I am the knight."
Oh.
But I like to read it in like Hank's voice from Venture Brothers.
Okay.
Like, "I am the bat. I am the knight.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So anyway.
I like it.
The Super Best Friends Video Game Sleepover Podcast comes to you every fortnight. Oh. That's 14 days, ladies and germs. every 14 nights.
By the way, we've been saying this since long before the game Fortnite was even a
thing.
Yeah,
no, so I felt the need to elaborate because Isaac the Panda had reached out asking what the Fortnite was all about. Like, how often is that really?
Uh-huh.
So I just wanted to describe to our younger, our more youthful listeners, 14 nights.
Yeah, someone else pointed out to me that it's weird that the game Fortnite is called Fortnite because they get updates weekly. Like, come on, guys.
But
words mean something.
They build forts at night.
They build them all the time, not just at night. That's the thing. That game has a day-night cycle. Okay, we're way in the weeds here. This is
the Super Best Friends Video Game Sleepover Podcast comes to you every fortnight, with each of us coming to the table to discuss one burning topic from the world of gaming. But first, what are you gentlemen playing at?
Ooh, can I go? I have a list again.
I'm so organized.
And I just have a handy-dandy list, and there it is. Destiny has that cross save going on, and I have once again been losing entire days to Destiny.
So sorry. So,
yeah,
I thought you were trying to beat Control. What's going on?
I have also lost half days to Control.
Okay,
but not entire days like with Destiny. Been playing that Destiny again. Cross save brought my PS4 character over. I got myself the Wendigo. If any of you Destiny listeners are out there, you know that was a bit of a grind. But also they made the grind a little
easier. I
believe
that's from Until Dark, David.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Or Until Dawn. Excuse me.
Spooky guy.
It's very spooky.
Apparently Spiffy in the chat is always on Destiny. We're going to have to, become friends and play that as well. Deadwords in the chat says Wendigo's the best gun in the game. So there you go. There's my validation right there.
Oh, heavens.
All right. So I've been playing that. Also, I just happened to text friend of the show, Ashley, on her birthday mm-hmm. and asked if she wanted to play Man of Medan. Because that has Medan. Co-op. Medan yeah. or whatever.
Man of Medan.
Sure.
I think.
Maybe. I'll take your word for it. I don't really know what you're doing, but.
I think it's Medan. It's Man of
Medan.
Man
of Medan?
yeah. Perfect.
I think we figured it out. Man
Beautifully
of Medan.
Medan.
So yeah, I didn't even know until like halfway through the day when we were making plans to play it. I'm like, wait, and your birthday's soon, right? And she's like, yeah, it's today. And I'm like, oh, so we played all the way through Man of Medan.
Man of Medan.
In one sitting. Stayed up real late. It was fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a fun game, question mark?
okay, I don't know what that means.
I didn't love Until Dawn, right?
Yeah, right. I remember you weren't a huge fan.
Yeah, I wasn't a huge fan. But like as I thought about it later, it kind of started to grow on me. Like I my brain was just not in the right. I wasn't in the right space mentally, you know,
okay.
like,
yeah.
So I tried to get myself like ready to be kind of cornily scared, but not really, but also still kind of. And that's kind of like
yeah.
the vibe. It's like scary, but it's kind of corny, but it's scary. But, you know, like, anyway.
Yeah.
So I got yep. myself successfully in that headspace and actually had a good time. I accidentally let two of my characters die. Because the way it works is it like splits up control of characters when you're playing online. And my two characters died. Ashley's characters made it all the way through. but
she's
yeah,
better
it was pretty
at me danning.
I would love to see what it would look like with more people alive. And we have plans to play it again at some point, but we just haven't gotten to it yet. Very fun, though.
Cool.
Yeah, so it was a good time. I've been playing Control, like you mentioned. Really amazing game. I've been playing it personally at about 60 frames per second throughout. makes the combat quite smooth and enjoyable.
Excellent.
PC Master Race.
I'm pleased to hear it. Yeah.
PC Master Race, though, just in case you didn't catch that.
Yeah.
It's really good. I feel like I'm making really good progress. I don't really have any idea how far into the game I am, though. I have quite a few
David,
powers.
I mean, does it not bother you to be a PC Master racist? Or
good question, Adam.
See,
good
I have
question.
Nothing against. I have nothing against people that play on consoles, filthy, just dirty consoles with their 30 frames per second.
Right.
But you know,
the lowborn commoners on the PS4
don't touch my PC. You'll soil it.
Boy, no, really, I love my console brethren. I just prefer higher frame rates and smoother controls and all that. So, yeah, Control's really good. I have been playing SNES games on my Switch, and
excellent.
I feel like we'll be talking about that a little bit later.
Yep.
also, it just went live 3 hours ago. But I've been playing Borderlands 3 on PC.
Yeah.
Because some reason they brought the PC version live 3 hours earlier than the consoles. I don't know why.
That's
I didn't
pretty
do,
sweet.
I didn't make the rules. But PC Master Race. So yeah. Borderlands 3 is really good so far.
You guys, I really apologize for all this PC Master racism
yeah,
going on.
Oh man. So really good game. It's basically Borderlands again, and that's what I wanted. So I'm having fun with it. Yeah. And that's it.
Sweet. Yeah. There
Pretty
was,
cool.
We'll probably get to it in the news, but there was some weird scuttlebutt about the review system.
Yeah.
Or the,
yeah.
But anyhow,
2K
anywho.
Historically has not, we'll talk about it later, but 2K
yeah.
limited the outlets and put like weird restrictions on how you could review it and stuff. But, there you go. And also, I'm a little distracted right now because on our Twitch, there's like a whole side chat going of Destiny 2 talk that even I don't know all of what they're talking about.
Someone's talking about brown recluses.
No,
I
don't think. I think it's a gun called the Recluse or something.
I can't think of anything I care about less.
Oh, don't worry, Mike. You'll get me back if you talk about any of the games you're interested in right now. So,
oh, man. Go for it, Mike.
Well, obviously, one of the games that David left out was Pokemon Go. We're all playing Pokemon Go all the time. That's just obviously why even mention it.
I haven't logged in. In
totally get it, David. Totally
Fortnite's.
Get it. 100% understand that. I finished up Knights and Bikes.
Oh, excellent!
I absolutely loved. It's one of those strange games where if you were to ask me to give it a rating, I'd probably say it's like a solid, like a high 3 out of 5. Mm. But if you're playing a co-op the whole way through, beginning to end, that's a 5 out of 5 for sure.
Oh, all right.
Co-op really makes that game. It's like Gears, right? Adam and I, you were talking about this before, like Gears. I couldn't care less about Gears of War unless you're offering to play a co-op. And then, of course, it's amazing.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's a good observation. I'll definitely be playing that game at some point here soon, and I'll just have to make sure to co-op it.
Do you guys
not be
all
fooling
have,
around with solo?
Do you guys all have Game Pass?
No. I was just about to sign up because Gears 5 and also Shadow of the Tomb Raider.
Right. Yeah.
And it's $2 for 2 months.
So cheap.
So,
yeah.
Do it. You'd be a fool not to.
Yeah.
Fool not to.
Yeah. By the way, I just want to point out, I have it until like 2021 at this point. So,
oh my gosh.
Because they did that thing where if you had Xbox Gold and Game Pass,
oh, right,
you could combine them and have like double. And I had like a year of both. And so now I've got like 2 years of all of it, I guess. Something like that.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's fun. But
speaking of Shadow of the Tomb Raider.
Yes.
I also played and beat that, which was very good. I'd give that one a solid 4 out of 5.
Nice.
Yeah, it's definitely
4 out of 5. What
tacos for sure.
Thank you. It had been a while. I'd forgotten what your review.
There's other ratings out there, but I mean, the ones that matter are tacos.
No, the pizza. Pizza's the best.
4 out of 5. I mean, it's again, you know, Eidos Montreal took over the end of that trilogy for Crystal Dynamics, so they could go make their cool Avengers game. But I think they did a great job. It's a really cool game.
Nice.
The only reason I've like knocked like a taco off at the end of this thing is it does.
This is really funny.
I guess I'm going to eat one.
Right. I ate one of these tacos. It doesn't go to the game. In the first Tomb Raider, you guys will probably remember there's these areas that are kind of open, but it's pretty linear. There's like a linear path you follow with. In a couple of sections, you go off the path a little bit, do a little bit of side questing or
hunting
some animals.
And then you can double back and stuff if you miss collectibles or what have you.
And then the second game like dramatically expanded that. Like there was much larger areas to explore and find secrets in. This game has like a weird medium in between it where there's a very linear path, but then when it opens up into an area, you can explore that area is like enormously huge Witcher 3 style, like a billion side quests and items to pick up. And I can see that being very overwhelming for people. It definitely takes time to collect a lot of stuff, which I did. So
it's like, hurry, save the world, Lara Croft.
Right. I will, but I got to knock down the 6 jade frog statues. Because there's a trophy attached to it.
That's so weird. Video games are weird, man.
They are weird.
Yeah, they are.
But it's a cool game. I recommend it if you guys haven't played it. I'm sure everyone else besides us has. I'm also playing Divinity 2, because of course I'm playing Divinity 2. It's the longest game in the history of games, with probably more content than any other game has. And so I'll be playing it forever.
Yeah, but for real. Seriously.
That game has a really cool... I know it's been there since like late 2017, and I just kind of like discovered it. The game only came out on Mac OS like in January of this year, so a lot of the stuff is still new to me. But it has this really cool like game master mode where you can like make your own like levels and populate them with characters and like run people through custom campaigns that you've made. And even though I haven't really been able to do that with anyone yet, just making levels is like, it's like a character creator for me, right? You give me a tool where I can make levels and drop a million characters into them and give them stupid names like Ron the Stepdad. Ron the Stepdad and his friend Krith the Elf.
How do you spell
I'm
that?
I'm having a good time. Elf is spelled ELTH.
Oh,
obviously.
Nice. Is this a new, fantasy race you've created, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. It is. It's an amazing and everyone should play my game.
Fully original.
Besides that, though, I'm also playing Control. I don't have too much to say about it just yet. I'm only like the first 2 hours of that game, so I'm really at the very beginning of it. I just got like telekinesis and it's very cool.
Oh, hey, Mike, we have a very very important question in the chat. Have you named any of the characters Rumpa Dumps yet?
No, Rumpa Dumps doesn't exist yet, but I'm working on the right place to insert Rumpa Dumps into the story.
Okay,
that's where when the party grandpas come down from the mountains,
right?
That's that's when Rumpa Dumps will serve us.
Is it
like
a Skyrim situation where the Rumpa Dumps are up on the mountain protecting the secrets of the kingdom?
You won't know until you play my game, David.
I can't wait.
I just know they're from the blasted lands, you know, north of the tree land. So yeah. Anyway,
but, that's everything I'm playing. Adam, what are you playing?
I love this mythology.
There's no way it compares to what I'm playing. So I mean,
no. So I have had basically I've been playing Party Planner simulator.
It is a game
that you play each year when your child has a birthday.
Oh, nice. Can you play that in VR? Is that a VR game?
It was very realistic.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like creating dance mixes and setting up lighting and DJing, MCing. Yeah, it was a good time. My son turned 13 because I'm a very, very old man.
And, it's incredible.
So it was a good time. It was a good party. But that ate up all of my gaming time pretty much. So I did play some Pokemon Go though.
Oh, of course. Here we go.
Don't you worry.
Oh, good.
I've caught a million of the Phoebus.
What is a Phoebus?
And Phoebus.
Okay.
He's a little fish.
Oh, okay. You know? Are they still doing that? Is that water event still going?
Water event is over. But
it's over, David, and you knew that.
I did.
Blessedly.
Don't play pretend.
Yeah, but, you know, blessedly, the Phoebus was still hanging around. Mm-hmm. So I caught the rest of them that I needed. I evolved my Phoebus. And now I am on to capturing Whismers. Now, listen, David, because I feel like this is very important for the audience to know.
I'm listening.
My addiction to Pokemon Go has gone, it has escalated into like crack territory where I'm basically like, do I go to work or do I drop off my Vanpool member and then go across town to capture a specific Pokemon? Yeah. So I like down in the seedy parts of town too. It's like down there, like
on the cops, side like of the tracks?
Undercover cops are like eyeballing me. Like, what's this guy doing? And I'm sitting here like doing like spinny throws with Pokeballs. So pray for me if you think of me.
Oh man.
The Pokemon addiction. Yeah, it's a bit much at the moment.
How much gas would you estimate you've wasted at this point?
I'm definitely contributing to global warming, I think.
Yeah. No question.
Extra greenhouse gases due to Pokemon.
No.
I'm curious how many extra greenhouse gases have been generated by Pokemon Go.
Yeah, maybe we should ban it.
Yeah, I think so.
Probably. That's probably the only answer, really.
And then I also fired up Celeste and played that a bit because the free Farewell DLC
I gotta play that.
Available. So yeah, go ye therefore and download that if you have a Celeste. And also, it's off 50% off right now on the Switch.
It was
probably free elsewhere.
On Epic.
Yeah. But so yeah, if you manage to snag it on Epic Games, it's a good time to hop into that free DLC.
Yeah.
I just started to scratch the surface on that, so no impressions, but I think I'm pretty safe to say it's going to be brutally difficult, and
that
I'm going to be
about right.
Cursing and spitting.
Ew,
and
sure.
But I will love it in the end when I succeed, so there you have it.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah. And by the time you hear this, I will have busted out Resident Evil 7 and PT again.
Because
spooky
time
time's coming real soon.
Yeah, spooky. The spooks are upon us.
Halloween spooky time. You gonna be playing in that PSVR?
Yeah. So nice. I've got a buddy coming over tomorrow night and I'm gonna try to scare him with the VR. So
good idea.
That's why.
That is a great idea. Make sure he sees Grandma.
Yeah.
She's so creepy.
Oh, Grandma.
Grandma.
Classic Grandma. Grandma. Anyway, all right, it is time for the news.
Ooh. Ooh.
Man, it took us a long time to get here today.
It really did.
There was a lot going on. So there's a lot of news here. So I'm going to try to go at a brisk clip.
We've had the Tokyo Game Show, gaming show.
Yes.
We've had just other things happening. It's been...
Yeah, there's been a decent amount of Nintendo developments. So I'm going to go ahead. Well, this is cool. Overwatch is coming to Switch in mid-October. I know we talked a little bit about that last time. Mm-hmm. So if you are one of the few who don't have that game, or if you just want to rebuy it, you know, play some Overwatch on the go.
Nah.
Get crazy.
Game's like 20 years old. Let's move on.
All right. So let's move down to...
Ooh, sound effects.
This is kind of interesting. Sound effects. Kojima says Death Stranding will have a very easy mode for those who just want to see the story.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
Will there be an easy mode for the story so that it's easier to understand? That's what I want.
I would love it if Kojima Games had an easy mode on the storytelling. So
like, in case you've forgotten, this guy has been traveling across America building ladders to
making ladders like Paddington
America.
Yeah. From his little briefcase. Anyway,
they released a new cutscene for that game. And I still don't know what's happening. It's crazy.
It's intentional.
I know.
Yeah. Mike and I were talking about that today. That cutscene, it's like, Norman Reedus and whoever the other lady is.
It's like Lindsay Wagner or something like that is her
name.
Yeah,
and then you have the man who inexplicably is wearing a black skull mask.
And he just sounds like a normal dude.
And talking about very serious things in the Oval Office. And I'm just like, I couldn't tell you, but I'm probably going to buy this game.
Oh,
and I don't know why.
It's Kojima. You've got to buy it. You've got to.
So, yeah. Nintendo Switch Online service is slated to stop adding Super Nintendo and regular NES games on a regular schedule. So they've been adding a few every month or, you know, what have you. So now that is going to be, they did the old Sony trick, if you recall, from the PS4 reveal where they gave us a bunch of good news and they slipped in the, oh, by the way, you have to pay for online now. They had like, good, and then here's a turd, and then good. And so, yeah, Nintendo was like, oh, free SNES games for Nintendo Switch Online. By the way, we're not going to give them to you all the time, but SNES, here's the list. So... Yeah,
don't
anyway,
cry
apologize
about it.
for my sniffling.
It'll be
but
okay.
But yeah, so it's going to be good though, because as we will get to later, there's some pretty sweet stuff going on there. This is silly. Filed under silly by Know It Man on the SPF VGS Reddit, which is reddit.com/r/SPFVGS, where you too can submit news stories for us to discuss on the show.
All you got
to
do is submit a story and we talk about it and you become a top newsman. On the site.
Yeah, so. You too could become a top newsman.
Yeah.
Know It Man says, or he posted that the PlayStation X button has officially been declared to be cross, quote unquote.
There have been some great memes going around the internet thanks to this official declaration from on high.
This is a wild story.
It is. Like, so for example, you know, there's that Mr. X character in Resident Evil. They've been doing this thing, like if you pronounce it this and retweet if you pronounce it this. So the tweet was like if you call him Mr. Cross and retweet if you call him Mr. X. And I liked it because I think it's hilarious to call him Mr. Cross now.
Cross is very angry all the time.
He's very cross. Exactly.
He's very cross.
I might just be a very old man. And I'm fairly certain I am. But I'm pretty sure it's always been the cross button.
Yeah,
like always.
It has been, but nobody calls it
100%.
That.
Nobody will call it that.
I mean, this is PlayStation UK's Twitter account, so maybe they're over there in Britain. They're like, oh, tea and crumpets. I love my triangle and my circle and my cross button and my square. You know, that kind of thing.
Well, since they're breaking the news, I'm going to guess no. But I know, some European countries like France, like they actually do call it the cross button. And yeah.
Maybe because they don't have the word X. Like, what is X in French?
I don't speak French, David. I don't know. How would I know?
It probably doesn't exist.
You know what? I bet they do call it a cross because in French, there's a ton of X's and a ton of words, and they're never pronounced. So they probably call them crosses.
We cracked the case.
We solved it. So a Nintendo has announced some sort of weird Switch fitness thing.
Yeah, this is weird.
Like,
right?
It was more announced like now. Like we know what it looks like now.
Yeah, yeah. So we saw a video of people working out, and there's some pretty funny memes from that too.
There's
it's like
a man
little,
who's
a ring.
I'm pretty sure the man is a robot. The one of the hosts, like either that or he just learned how to speak, and he's very excited about it. He just go watch the promo video of this adventure game they announced today. It's
ignore all that. The real crime here is if you watch the original teaser. There's like way too many people doing like Pilates in their jeans
and like
and
button
like
up shirts
tucked in button up shirt. There's literally a man doing Pilates on his floor in jeans and a tucked in t-shirt while his quote unquote friends are all screaming and cheering him on around. And that is the most insane thing I've ever seen in my
Mike,
whole
you don't
life.
Have a pair of workout jeans?
I sure don't. That sounds like a swampy mess. And
I have my wedding jeans. I have my hangout jeans, my painting jeans, and my workout jeans.
And my workout button down. I love
Adam.
My
you know, Adam's only half joking here because the first time we went to the gym together, you did wear jean shorts to the gym.
Yeah,
jorts.
They were the only shorts I had.
Adam, you rocked some jorts. I'm very proud of you. Congratulations.
I had to make them. I think that morning I had to cut some jeans. I didn't have any shorts.
The Reformed Gamer says he's clearly a Terminator trying really hard to convince us he's human. He literally never he never blinked. Oh my goodness, I didn't even notice that.
Oh man, so EA, this is kind of a funny one from Mr. Know-It-Man, who is a top newsman. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you heard, but EA's infamous defense of Battlefront 2's awful grind wins a Guinness World Record as most downvoted Reddit comment.
Oh boy. As well it should be.
Speaking of EA, EA's cloud gaming service is launching a surprise closed beta. I actually just got an invite to it.
Oh, cool.
And it says it's very secret, and I'm not to speak of it, especially on podcasts.
Well maybe you shouldn't have said that then.
Sorry, this episode hasn't come out for a while.
Oh, that's true. Maybe the service will be out by the time this episode launches.
Who's to say?
Who is to say?
Yeah, it's very secret. Very secret.
Very secret. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yeah, so I'm excited to try it, you know, maybe it works great. And then it sells me on Stadia.
Yeah. I don't know about any of that. It's important to remember Google is throwing probably infinitely more money than EA is into this service. And, Stadia is probably going to still be better than whatever this ends up being.
Okay.
At least that's what I think, because this is Google's only horse in this race, whereas EA can just keep selling games the way it always did. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, that's fair.
That's just a hunch.
Sure.
Yeah, the Borderlands 3 review situation is pretty weird. I guess that is, as we mentioned earlier, they gave reviewers, instead of giving them like a code for a retail version of the game, mm-hmm. they gave them accounts for our Epic Games accounts that had the game enabled on it, but it was like build in process kind of thing. So it was being updated and patched. And so it was like, they're supposed to review a work in progress.
Yeah.
Game?
That's really weird. And also like,
which
they were very
a little strange. I guess that happens, but
they were very specific, for with the outlets they gave them to, like for example, Kotaku never got, a code for some reason. Yeah, so it's weird. And also, like, none of the major outlets are reviewing a console version. They're all reviewing the PC version, which is also very strange. So when this episode comes out, we'll know if the console version is a hot mess or not. Hopefully not.
Yeah.
Like, I'm hoping that it's fine, but
I'm sure
it
will be. I'm sure it'll
you
be great. So... So you know that Resident Evil game that had been teased?
Oh, man.
And people were like, oh my gosh, Resident Evil 9, it's here.
Wouldn't it be 8?
Or
8
or whatever.
Eight.
Eight,
yeah,
9, 10.
They could pull an
10
apple
even.
And just skip numbers and get right to 10.
Yeah, that's a Microsoft did it too. But yeah, so Resident Evil, That game has been revealed at TGS to be Project Resistance, and it is a team-based multiplayer survival game.
Okay, I won't be playing that.
So that's fine. So yeah, so guys, don't have to worry about that one at all.
If I feel
it's
like
not
playing,
a remake, and it's not a new one.
If I feel like playing one of those, I'll play Dead by Daylight, which is the one of the OG games like that, where you have a monster and then four people trying to escape. Or there's that Predator game coming out on PS4. This is like the new like five player asynchronous multiplayer is like the new battle royale. Mm-hmm. Everyone's trying to get their own version of this now. It's bonkers.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
I don't like it one bit.
Not a bit.
Why are we British when we don't like things?
So.
No one turns their nose up at things like the British.
That's true.
Have you guys watched the 49 minutes of Death Stranding gameplay yet?
I sure have.
It's in Japanese, and I could understand what anyone was saying, so I decided to not watch it.
Let me let you on a little secret here, David. It would not matter.
That's a very good point. That's really good.
I saw a little hint of it. On the PlayStation blog, and they had some different animated GIFs, and then they were talking about like preparation being key and how you plot your own course and you're not the only one exploring the world and all this kind of stuff. And it looks like there's a lot of inventory management, but like, as I'm looking at all these gameplay things, the only thing that I'm seeing that is cool is the hoverboard.
Okay. I thought we're talking about pee.
Well, just all the peeing.
All that peeing. Mm.
That's how you propel yourself on the hoverboard.
Oh,
it's just like
nice.
A constant stream of, you get a of salt Norman stream Reedus pee.
Yeah, I like it. That's awesome.
So, I mean, I'm still interested in these sections where there's like crazy shadow people floating, but who's to say what that's all about?
No one.
Guys, do you think Death Stranding, when you beat the game, do you think you'll look back and be like, oh yeah, that made sense?
Nope.
All makes sense now.
Nope.
Mike says no.
So Metal Gear's been out for how many years? We're all still doing that.
MGS1 made perfect sense. That one was super easy to follow.
Perfect sense. Fox. Die,
exactly.
Die,
yeah.
Die.
Easy.
So this one's crazy. And I there's no way you could ever know this, but it's just creepy as all hell that it was in there. The scariest thing in PT was following you all along. Mm-hmm. So if you played PT, there's a section in the game where you get to you walk into kind of the entryway of the hall of the house, and then all of a sudden the ghost is upon you and there's crazy stuff and it gets all in your face and it's very terrifying. Mm-hmm. Well, before that, for quite a while, there's all these little noises you hear behind you. And
you can see shadows of like twitching, and like you look behind you, there's nothing there.
Nothing there. Yeah. Exactly. So I guess this guy does a lot of like modder stuff where he detaches cameras and gets different angles on first person games. Well, he's been messing around with PT. This guy that in the Kotaku story here, and basically he finds that as he moves the camera out from the player, those noises are all being caused by the ghost that assails you. And you can see it in the screenshot. If you haven't seen it, go check it out.
Yeah, she's just like doing her twitchy animation.
She's just following you. It's so creepy. And it's so genius that they actually had the model there that you just can't see it. I love it. I love it. It's still such a shame that Silent Hills never happened.
I know for a fact I would have liked it better than whatever Death Stranding is. I'm sure Death Stranding's great, but I'm positive that Silent Hills would have been even better.
Yeah. All right. Two last stories.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
GameStop to close 180 to 200 underperforming stores globally this year. And they said next year there will be more to follow. Mm. So this is bad.
It's really
bad. This is very bad for GameStop. So,
I don't have a lot to say. I feel bad about, there's a lot of people that are going to lose jobs. So,
yeah, exactly. And I'm hoping that they manage to turn it around. This is all part of their reboot strategy. But we'll see. But yeah, hopefully they can. Hopefully they can turn it around, keep GameStop alive. You got to, if they can just make it to like the PS5 launch and the Xbox 2 launch, they'll probably
be good for another few
more years. Yeah. So anyway, last story here. This is kind of crazy. Apple Arcade is launching on September 19th for $4.99 a month.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What are you guys' thoughts on this Apple Arcade? Did you guys watch the reveal at all?
I missed
a little bit. Yeah,
I missed the arcade part, so that was a bit of a bummer.
I missed all the rest of stuff.
Yeah, I only checked out the Apple Arcade stuff.
Yeah, I do think it's really cool. So originally, when I heard about the Apple Arcade, I was like super not interested because like, I don't really like playing games on my phone with touch controls. You know, I hate it actually. In iOS 13, which is just about to come out, they have added DualShock and Xbox One controller support.
Yeah.
So games are going to be able to be played with the controller that you likely have lying around your house. So your iPad is now a fancy Nintendo Switch with a bigger screen. So
yeah, I love that I could take the iPad Pro to work, prop it up, bust out my DualShock, and play some Jenny LeClue. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
right.
That's pretty sweet.
So speaking of Jenny LeClue, Mo'Graphy Joe, friend of the show, there, his game, Jenny LeClue, has been featured several times in Apple promotional materials.
It's really, really cool. It's very visually striking. I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Oh, it looks amazing. And he's just he's just so excited. And like I'm just living vicariously through his excitement. It's just fun. Yeah, it's infectious.
I'm super happy for him.
Yeah, they're just working so hard on that. So I'm happy to see them getting some exposure from Apple. That's really cool.
And he teased on Twitter that Jenny LeClue is coming out, quote, sooner than you think.
Oh.
So I challenge you, Joe. I think it's coming out tomorrow. There. Threw down the gauntlet.
He said it.
Yep. So in addition to that, Simogo of Device 6 fame is also bringing a stylish rhythm game, Sayonara Wild Hearts, which looks very fun.
It looks really, really crazy.
It looks really crazy, yeah. And
I would probably write it off, though, but I love Device 6 so much that
they also do know, you know, rhythm games. Beat Snake Bandit was super fun, and that was them.
Sure.
So yeah, those guys know what they're doing.
Yeah.
I trust them. Legit. And then, of course, friend of the show, William Cheer, is also releasing Manifold Garden.
I like that you're saying honk with your mouth.
That's all we're going to do it.
Yeah.
I like it.
So, I guess it's coming out on Apple Arcade and Epic Games Store at the same time. And then, of course, a PS4 version will be forthcoming. I think he said Steam is going to be a year behind the Epic Games release.
Yeah, that's
which
pretty
is
normal for Epic exclusives, quote unquote, timed exclusives. Yep. They're like, they take about a year to show up on Steam, which is, it's fine. Like, just install Steam or Epic. It's like, it's not like it's you fine. Can't have both installed. They take up nothing. I don't understand the whole controversy with that whole thing.
That extra 18% of the revenues, it makes sense for indie devs. So,
for sure.
Devolver Digital announced Exit the Gungeon coming to the platform, which sounds very fun.
That's clever.
I think it's Rack 7 or Race 7. I'm not sure, but the studio basically. They get the award for the best name of a new game at the Apple event with Sneaky Sasquatch.
Oh my.
That's a good name.
I'm giving them this award.
Oh, I see. I was wondering who gave this award. It's you. It's an Adam award.
Yeah. It's a very prestigious award. Sneaky Sasquatch sounds very fun to me and it looks delightful. You play as a Sasquatch and you're like stealing cars and you're raiding people's coolers and stealing their hot dogs and stuff. It's pretty great. And then also on board are some of the major publishers like Ubisoft with Rayman Mini, Bandai Namco with Pac-Man Party Royale, and Square Enix with a new RPG called Various Daylight.
Oh my.
So the
thing
weirdest
I'm
weirdest names in the business.
Yeah, seriously. The thing I'm the most confused about is during this announcement, they didn't announce like a new version of the Apple TV, because Apple TV in iOS 13 is also getting Xbox and PS4 controller support.
Yeah.
So
it would make perfect sense.
It would make perfect sense to make like a slightly beefier, maybe a model. I don't know how possible this is, but a model that can like play 4K games decently, you know, that would be really a cool, like, additional announcement here, but they didn't. And the Apple TV they have now is like at least 2 years old at this point, if not more.
Yeah.
So it's weird, but hopefully there's something like that coming.
Very weird.
I would actually love to buy a new Apple TV because mine does not have 4K. So,
oh gosh, it's for hobos. I can't abide it anymore. It's 1080p.
I can't.
Gross.
Disgusting.
It's true though. It's gross.
It's for the proletariat.
It doesn't even have HDR,
if you know what I mean,
Adam.
Oh. No, oh, please, I just ate dinner, David. Don't. All right, so it's time for Mike Struggles to Read the Tweets.
My favorite part.
We're on a journey this episode.
This is a journey.
Yeah.
So
don't stop.
I was like, don't leave me hanging. I'll wait all night for this. First question's up from Mr. Josh Bailey.
Yeah.
The Dreamcast just celebrated
easy
its
for you to
20th,
say.
Well, obviously not, 20th anniversary in North America this past week on September 9th. If Sega was still in the console business today, what would their current console be doing that Nintendo?
I mean, so much tude, right?
Well,
Tude's
out. What's in?
Who's to say Tude's out?
FMV games are back.
That's true. Well, if FMV can come back, who says Tude can't come back?
CD-ROM, baby.
CD-ROM. Mm-hmm. Will the games run at 10 frames per second and like 10 colors? Like the Sega CD?
Actually, I think Sega, like thinking of Sega back then, right?
Mm-hmm.
To now, like their next generation console was the Saturn after the Genesis, right? So that was a competitor with the PlayStation.
Yes.
So if you think about if they had kept going along those lines and trying to be cutting edge, high spec, you know, they would be competing with Microsoft and Sony right now, and they would probably get trounced, but they would still, I think they would still
there's no probably about it, but go ahead.
Yeah, they would have. They would definitely have a console that probably did, like, you know, 4K and HDR and things like that. And I'm sorry to say, Nintendo don't.
That's true. Very true. Wow. Okay. That's a pretty convincing argument.
You're welcome. You're welcome, David.
I will say, the Dreamcast though did not compete directly with any console at the time. Like the PS2 came out later. You know, right? Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of like, it was like early.
Yeah, Dreamcast came out, it kind of preempted that generation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And was still really good. I don't know how it compared.
It just got hacked. And
I don't know how it compared to the PS2 in terms of power. But yeah, no, Adam, I think you just knocked this question out of the park. I don't think there's any competition. They already would be doing what Nintendo don't by having 4K and HDR. So...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
And FMVs. Don't forget the FMVs.
FMVs. So many FMVs.
Probably some kind of coherent online strategy.
I don't know. Maybe not. And also they would have Sonic games still. Would Sonic Mania exist if Sega had kept making consoles?
Who knows?
Probably not.
Because that's like, I think that game is born out of the vacuum of good Sonic games.
Exactly. Well, that vacuum existed before Sega stopped making consoles, unfortunately.
Who burns?
Sure, that Werewolf Sonic game was... Yeah. Oh, that was after, though, but still was not great.
What if he had guns, though? Gosh, what a garbage series that is. Huh? Fed Gamer wrote in and said, what do you most look forward to when you get home each day?
Oh, my.
Adam?
taking off my shoes.
That's a good one.
There's nothing more glorious than taking off those damnable work shoes.
Well, I'm very sorry, Adam's wife and children. The first thing Adam looks forward to is taking his shoes
like,
off.
Like, hold on, hey, everyone back up. No hugs, no kisses. Hugs,
nope.
Shoes.
Yeah. Daddy's got swamp foot.
Daddy's got the swamp foot.
I would say
it's intolerable.
Oh boy. I would say for me, similar to that, but I'm kind of an introvert. So the first thing I do when I get home is I just like sit down on my couch. I'm starving at this point because like I don't get home till like 7:30-ish. And so I'm like ready to eat dinner. But I still spend like at least 5 minutes, maybe like 15 minutes just sitting on my couch in silence, you know, like as sprawled out as I can possibly be. Shoes off.
Sounds pretty good.
It's glorious.
Yeah, the shoes off part, I'm down with.
It's just a glorious like 15 minutes of like just peace, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I get it.
How about you, Mike?
I get it.
Well, they might listen to the show someday, so my wife and child, obviously.
I think people who watched the stream could have seen Mike mouthing the word Sekiro, so I don't know if he meant all that. I'm just putting that out there for the record.
Yeah, Daddy loves you, baby.
And Sekiro.
NTFTT Pod wrote in a Mary Hug Kill game for us. Or Mary Hug Forget.
Yeah,
so
we don't kill people, Mike.
We don't kill
Mary
on the
Hug
show.
Forget at the airport.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a pallbearer, but not that kind.
Only platinums.
Yep. Mary Hug Forget at the airport. Virtual Boy. Nokia N-Gage.
Nope.
And it says tigergame.com. I'm guessing that's a typo and it meant like the Tiger handheld
games. You got the order wrong, though. It's Virtual Boy, tigergame.com. And Nokia N-Gage.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. I wanted to call that one because I don't know what a Tiger Gamecom is. I don't know if that's a real thing or
let's Google it.
Even the old Tiger handheld systems.
Let's Google it. Tiger Gamecom. Yeah, Gamecom is a game.com.
Oh.
The part of the show where we Google.
Things have been Googled.
I can't leave a .com at the airport. It's not
the
possible.
The game.com is a fifth generation handheld game console released by Tiger Electronics in August 1997. A smaller version, the game.com Pocket Pro, was released in mid-1999.
Oh, well, that's garbage. I'll leave that at the airport.
That
easily.
One's definitely being left at the airport because none of us...
Tiger games were the worst games.
It looks like a pocket translator or something like from the early 90s.
But it had a version of Batman and Robin on it. So,
Sunsoft one?
No.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Because if it's the Sunsoft one, maybe we keep it.
It also had Resident Evil 2 on it. Somehow.
What?
Probably not that remake.
All right, so what were
not,
the first
not
two?
The one you're thinking of, I promise. Yeah.
the first two were Virtual Boy and Nokia N-Gage.
The Nokia N-Gage.
Oh, Nokia N-Gage.
See, the Virtual Boy was also garbage, though. That's the thing.
Now, there's a lot of younger viewers out there who may not know. I mean, obviously, the Virtual Boy is infamous.
Yeah.
The Nokia N-Gage.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. I used to sell these things.
Yeah, I think I've seen like my friend's grandpa play him.
A Nokia N-Gage?
It was like sitting on their coffee table.
That's incredible.
I've never seen anyone own any of these devices. Well, Virtual Boy, our friend of the show, Eric Kruger, owned a Virtual Boy for a little while.
Sure.
That's true.
Other than
that. I remember the bleeding eyes from trying it out.
Yeah, our eyes were just bleeding profusely after trying it. Oh, mm-hmm. Friend of the show, Eric is here in the chat. Holler, he says.
Yeah.
So I guess since I've only played that one, that's the one I'm marrying. Mm. It's the only one I've played.
You'll go blind, but
I will go blind, but it's worth it, I guess. Nokia N-Gage, I'm going to hug. Just because, like, I remember it at least.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then tigergame.com.
Yeah, Tiger Games is at the airport. I'm going to hug the Virtual Boy.
Okay.
It's not its fault, but
I'm with you. I'm hugging the Virtual Boy. It's the most cuddly of the three.
It's the most cuddly. Now, the Nokia N-Gage kind of looks like a taco. So that's something.
You won me over.
I
say, Grandpa, if good enough for Grandpa, good enough for me. Nokia N-Gage, Mary.
Good, we got to the bottom of that one.
Our very last Twitter question here is from Ashley.
Oh, we talked about her earlier.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Have you guys had a chance to see any of the news from this year's Tokyo Game Show?
We talked about some of it.
Talked about this a little bit. Anything that you found interesting so far? Are you looking forward to something in particular that's been announced or shown off?
No.
What about that? What about that extended trailer for Final Fantasy VII remake?
Yes. That's very good.
I thought I'd get you with that one.
You did get me with that. It looks really good.
I knew I would.
Like, I know it's a little disappointing that it's only the Midgar part of Final Fantasy
VII. Very disappointing that it's only Midgar.
But the combat even looks really cool. Like, everything. Like, that was the one thing that we were all kind of on the fence about, at least that I know. We're like, well, what's the combat going to look like? Well, they haven't shown any of it. I'm a little worried about that. But now they have, like, kind of a deep dive-ish. We've seen a lot of it, is what I'm trying to say. And, it looks really cool. I'm digging it. How about you guys? Are you guys digging it?
Yeah.
Like, I'm digging it.
Well, here's the problem. Even in that trailer, they showed off some mini games. So I'm already out.
Why do you hate, why do you hate mini games so much?
I don't know. You know, it's not just mini games. It's bad mini games.
Well, how do you know these ones are going to be bad?
Well, I assume there are similar ones to the original game.
You know what happens when you assume, Mike? I can't say it because we're on a family friendly show.
That I'm right every time. Oh, yes, I get you, David. Yeah, I don't know. I'm tempering expectations. Like, the game is really gorgeous, and yes, the battle, it looks pretty fun. The dialogue is not great.
What is the last RPG you played with great dialogue?
Well, here you're talking about JRPGs. Yeah. That's a real struggle right there.
That's tough. I would have to say Ni No Kuni.
Ni No Kuni is like the best you're gonna get. It's not bad.
Yeah, Ni No Kuni is great.
But like everything else, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad out there, guys.
I mean, there's
JRPGs.
I could cheat and say, they have a Cyberpunk 2077 booth there. So I'm super jazzed for that.
For sure. That is definitely cheating.
Final Fantasy.
It's only showing trailers.
Final Fantasy VII Remake, I think, is the one.
It's the one. It's the darling of the show.
Yeah. I mean, but also, I think they're showing off Neo 2. Which looks pretty sweet.
Neo 2 to get announced. I didn't play the first one, though.
Yeah.
It's on the list.
I don't care much for that. I don't care anymore about playing the first one.
No, but I looked at what Neo was when it was coming out, and I was like, oh, I'll put this on the list. And then Sekiro came out, and it's like, oh, well, this is pretty good. I'm going to play this instead.
Yeah.
So I'm out.
Yeah, I'd have to leave it there, I think.
Oh, you know, they're showing Destiny 2 Shadowkeep at a Tokyo Game Show. So that's the one.
Shadowkeep,
I'm kidding. Yeah. It's their new expansion, but I'm sure it's not going to be the best game this year. Don't worry.
Hopefully they're showing some Pokemon Go, you know, some new quests and things like that.
We can only hope, you know.
We can. I hope there's a whole booth and special Pokies you can catch on the show floor.
Oh, gosh.
Special Mons.
So is that our last Twitter question?
That was our last Twitter question.
Anything else? So we can talk about
it. Alright. Alright. Well, you guys. Patreon. Patreon. Am I right?
Right. Right, Mike?
So, yeah. I think if you're not backing the show on Patreon, maybe you should. And here's why. $1 a month will get you early episodes, ad-free.
Whoa, that's good.
One to 3 days ahead of the street date. $2 a month gets you that sweet, sweet Patreon-exclusive minisode whenever we do one.
Which is so pretty often. It's more often than you might think.
We're about to record number 10, actually.
Fingers crossed if this episode doesn't go super late.
Perhaps.
Well, we've officially taken longer to get to the ad than we've ever taken before.
Anyway, get over to patreon.com/sbfvgs. Help us get to that next Patreon goal, which is making me fabulously wealthy, and so I can wear a solid gold jacket.
I don't think any of that's gonna happen. Probably. So. The Patreon helps cover the cost of bandwidth, storage. Yeah.
Sure.
You may notice you can still download all the episodes that we've ever released. That is not free. So all of these things cost money. And then, like, you know, we're if our Patreon continues to grow, the next things we have planned are like giveaways.
Solid gold house. No. Rocket car. Oh.
Solid gold house.
Sorry.
Giveaways. So what we'll do is we'll buy games with the money and then send those games to you when you win them. Other things is like we're making shirts for the higher tier exclusive, you know, shirts and calendar. Adam made a
super
calendar
duper
last
exclusive.
Year. So
yeah, there is a 2019 calendar, but you know, time's running short on that one.
It's true.
so if you want to hit that tier, I probably would just make it a 2020 calendar.
And then, but in addition to all this, if you don't have any extra money, but you do have Amazon Prime, go ahead and create a Twitch account or link it to your Twitch account. And use you get one free Twitch sub a month. Use that on twitch.tv/sbfegs. Give us that sweet free Twitch sub. That will help us almost as much as supporting us on Patreon. So,
yeah, but Patreon's more fun for everyone, I think.
Of course. Goes without saying.
Goes without saying. All right. Any support is much appreciated, though. So you guys are awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you
for all that you do.
Listeners like you.
Listeners like you make all the difference.
There was madness in any direction.
Topic time. Mike, your topic, good sir.
Oh, it is my topic, isn't it?
Sure.
Yes.
Hold on, my iPad won't unlock.
There
we go.
Oh, good. Professional podcast. Patreon would help that so much.
No. I'm not sure why I need to unlock it because I just realized I didn't write down the topics. Anyway,
dear.
We'll wing it. It'll be
off
great.
The cuff.
We'll do it live.
Off the cuff.
Nintendo. Yeah.
Yeah.
They just announced a bunch of Super Nintendo games coming out to the Switch Online service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's not all the Super Nintendo games.
No, it's definitely
That's
not.
That's true. It's not
do
all
you,
of
do
them.
Do we have
it's
a not. List? Oh, I have a list.
I have a list here. Let me just break it down.
You're going to read them all.
Currently available.
Oh, it's like 20.
Brawl Brothers, Breath of Fire, Demon's Crest, F-Zero, Joe and Mac 2 Lost in the Tropics, Kirby's Dream Course, Kirby's Dream Land 3, Pilot Wings, Star Fox, Stunt Race FX, Super Earth Defense Force, which is pretty sweet, Super Ghouls and Ghosts, Super Mario Kart, Super Mario World, Super Mario World 2, Yoshi's Island, Super Metroid, Super Puyo Puyo 2, Super Soccer, Super Tennis, Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past.
There's some really good games on there, and there's some
that,
really weird.
Yeah. Real stinkers in there, too.
Baffling choices, but yeah.
Yeah, there's some stinkers.
There's some stinkers in there for sure. But
yeah,
if you had to pick some games that weren't stinkers to add to the service, I was curious what some of your top
number
picks
one
would be.
I'm gonna
Let's assume, ground rules here, that licensing is not a problem.
Okay.
Because so any SNES game is on the table.
This is because obviously licensing is a big reason why some games will never be on this.
Madden 1994. No, that would be a huge licensing issue.
If it was 1994, the only thing I want to play is Tecmo Super Bowl. Thank you very much.
I don't know. I would say number one on my list, though, like without a doubt, is Super Mario RPG. That game has held up so well. I actually played a little bit on my SNES Classic, but it's such a hassle having it connected to my TV all the time. Especially when I have guests over, like it's kind of an eyesore because it has to like sit out and like be close to me. And so like the first thing I do when I have guests coming over is I put it away. So
yeah.
Anyway, all that to say, if it was on my Switch, I wouldn't have to put it away because it just already fits into my decor, as you will. Super Mario RPG number one with a bullet.
With
the Switch fits
bullet.
Into your decor. Do you have like question mark boxes?
Yeah, it's perfect.
And mushrooms
no,
around?
I just have. There's Excellent. Enough cable length to where I don't have to have it sitting in the middle of the living room to play it. That's basically all it comes down to.
All right. That's a solid
Adam,
pick.
Before we get to you,
oh
yeah,
I'm gonna go through some of the Twitter responses we got.
Oh.
Because no. No, yeah. Don't you do it. But I'd say we each list off one.
Okay. Don't let me forget.
Well,
I'll definitely
only
forget.
I get to list one, and then we do one Twitter question, and then Mike.
Well, I was going
to
do the Twitter first.
I just wanted
David,
to derail it more.
David so rudely jumped in.
I just wanted to derail it more.
So I'd like to say my number one here is Donkey Kong Country.
Oh yeah, why is that not?
I
on
love
that
game. I have a deep and abiding love for that first
why
game.
Why is it not there?
I just played the Dickens out of it. You know.
Yeah, for sure.
Eric, you probably recall the first time I played it at your house, and I played it like basically all night, and everyone else fell asleep, and I was still playing it. I think when you guys woke up.
Oh my gosh!
So. I got very obsessed with that game. Yeah, so I would love to see that.
Was it because the graphics were all rendered? Is that?
They were rendered. I was helpless. Eric in the chat says, "Oh, I remember." Oh man, good stuff. All right, Mike, what's your number one pick?
The correct answer was Chrono Trigger. Obviously,
I know.
Come on,
I know.
Come on.
What do we get?
Come on.
Those are actually.
Come on.
Those were my top three that I put here on my list.
Chrono Trigger. Yeah.
Chrono Trigger, Super Mario RPG, and Donkey Kong Country.
Yeah.
Nailed it. So there you have it. I have three more, but I digress for now.
Yeah, I believe we have some Twitter answers.
We did. Yeah, we got some Twitter responses. We sent a little community question for you folks. And I wanted to kind of get some hot takes on some of these options.
Yeah, I believe
here.
You mean hot cakes.
Hot cakes. Sorry. You're correct. Of course. Josh Bailey submitted the Animaniacs game. Which I don't remember, but I'm sure it was a platformer.
I vaguely remember. You know, it's funny. We were just talking about Animaniacs in our Discord. It's on Hulu right now, so I've been watching it while, like, I have it on my little iPad while I'm working. And the show is surprisingly funny still. Like, despite the fact that it's incredibly old, made for kids, obviously, but it was pretty good. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the game I don't remember at all, so.
Sure.
Top a ringing newsman. Endorsement.
Yes. Top newsman Casey Lawrence said Final Fantasy 3 or 6, depending on you know how you're calculating that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Super Punch Out and NBA Jam. NBA Jam was on my list for sure.
Oh man, I think that game has licensing issues now, though, because they'd have to 100%. Pay all of those athletes, so that might be difficult.
You remember the ground rules, David?
Are we assuming? I thought
licensing.
We're assuming
is not
that licensing
a,
is no issue.
Okay. No.
Okay. Yeah. In that case, then
Nintendo will they'll spare
the
no
table.
Expense.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it is actually proper to call it Final Fantasy III if you are speaking of
the Super
the
Nintendo
SNES version,
North American release.
Yes.
And that's best Final Fantasy. So yeah, correct. Correct answer.
Yeah. 1 point.
Yes. Friend of the show.
Are we awarding points?
Probably. Friend of the show and handsome faced Eric Krueger.
Oh. Mm.
He wrote and said for a slightly more obscure answer, Illusion of Gaia.
Oh yeah, our friend who Illusion. Only has Discord and not Twitter. He responded to the question in our Discord, and I told him I would save that for him. He said I have two. I think the name of what I'm thinking is Legends of Gaia or something of Gaia. So he was talking about Illusion of Gaia, and then the other is Clay Fighter, which.
No,
I remember that game.
Bad pick. I'm so sorry.
Had a theme song that was actually sung. Like that, there were actual recorded vocal samples. Like Clay Fighter. Like it was ridiculous. But
somebody please sample that and turn that into an awesome song.
You're welcome.
As a fighting game fan, I remember renting Clay Fighter and being terribly disappointed. It was so bad.
Yeah, I remember renting it too, thinking, oh my gosh, it's claymation.
Gonna be
but it's like it's gonna be like Killer Instinct.
It's rendered.
Yeah, it's gonna be like Killer Instinct, but like clay.
Man.
Even
yeah,
better.
No, but honestly, Killer Instinct would be a really good pick to have on the I loved the SNES version of Killer Instinct so much.
Yeah.
NTFTT Pod wrote in and said Dragon Ball Z Super Botuden series.
I am not familiar.
I don't know this one.
I believe it's pronounced Dragon Balls.
Dragon Balls. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes. Dragon Balls is I'm guessing those were imports.
Are
I don't know
they?
If that series came out in North America. I couldn't tell you back then.
Oh.
The Reformed Gamers wrote in and said the Wayne's World game.
Oh, oh, I don't recall a Wayne's World game.
I remember it existing. I couldn't tell you anything about it. Nate yells at Clouds, said Chrono Trigger, of course. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Many, many points.
You got to say it like that kid from The Phantom Menace. Chrono Trigger, of course.
Of course. I don't.
You do.
I'm not sure if I get the reference.
It's fine. It's a.
I think he's referring to one of those Star Wars movies that is not.
No,
really
it is.
In
and
existence.
The character who says it, I want to say. Oh, I normally know his name, but I forgot it right now, and I'm really disappointing myself.
Jake
no,
Lloyd?
It's not. It's not Anakin who says it. It's his buddy, it's not Greedo who says it. It's his. It's
his little stupid.
It's his
friend.
Buddy that says wizard. That was so wizard, Annie. But I can't. I can't remember. Oh, well.
Oh, man. Do you think there are kids out there who started saying that after that movie? Oh, man. Did you see Phantom Menace? It was so wizard.
Oh, his name is Kitster.
So
his
wizard.
Name is Kitster, guys. It's very important.
Kitster,
yeah, his name is
huh?
Kitster.
Did you Google
yeah, I did
that?
Google it.
Part of the show where we Google things.
Okay, we still have games to get through. Travis Roberts wrote in and said, The Secret of Evermore, which is a really cool game.
I don't know that
and
one.
And I'm very glad you listed it.
Yeah, Mike.
Yes.
So you played this game, right?
I did play this game.
What is the secret?
Can
of
you
Evermore?
Spoil it right now?
Tell us the secret, and tell us the secret of mana while you're at it.
No one knows. No one will ever know.
What is the illusion of Gaia?
I have to say, you're not selling me on this, Mike.
So
I don't think I'm going to play this game if I'm not going to learn the secret.
Tell us the secret.
Secret of Evermore is a really, really cool game. It's one of the only games I can think of that Square developed in North America, actually.
Okay, that's pretty sweet.
But
Final Fantasy IX was partially developed in North America as well.
Partially, but
oh my.
Gosh, I can't remember. Somebody Google this game really quickly
okay.
for me.
Okay.
Because Secret of Evermore had like a different name in Japan, or at least a different working title name. That is, it is the most Buckwild name. It's akin to like Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. It's like a weird name that no one would buy if it was called that. So clearly,
you saying the secret
when they were
of
developed,
Evermore
like,
was
of Evermore. Yes, please.
Isn't that the secret?
It
of
has another
oh,
name.
Oh no. Okay, I see.
No, different I game. See. Now, Secret of Evermore has man. Like a very similar like menu system to Secret of Mana. Like those games are semi-related in that they're both Square games and they use some of the same menus, but.
I can't find it.
David, you can't find it. I can't Google it. I'm doing the Twitters.
Oh, the game's working title was Vex and the Mesmers.
Oh, my. It sounds like a terrible 80s cartoon featuring a band, you know?
Yes, Vex absolutely. Yeah, Scooby-Doo meets Vex and the Mesmers.
Oh, man, I really want a Vex and the Mesmers t-shirt
Ooh.
Now. I think you would only ever have anyone recognize it at like GDC or
SBF EGS yeah. listeners now.
Yeah, there
maybe
you go.
We should make it a Patreon exclusive. I don't know if we legally can. Was that ever copywritten or trademarked? Maybe the trademark
no,
has expired.
It's a working title. This
working
is fair
title.
Game.
Maybe. We'll have to look into
fair
that
game.
A little bit.
But I think it's one of the things that happens like with localizing things or in this case where it's starting to be developed in North America, right? Sometimes localizers have to look at these things and just be like, I can't sell that. No one
Mesmers.
Will buy it.
No one's going to buy that. That sounds so cool. The 90s.
I'm going to call it The Secret of Evermore. What is The Secret of Evermore? What does that mean? I have no idea, but I'll tell you, it
there's
sells
no
better.
Secret.
It
That's
sells
the
better
secret.
Than Vex and the Mesmers.
The secret is there's no
the
secret.
The secret of Evermore maybe is that Vex and the Mesmers was too terrible of a name to sell. All right, sorry, derailed it.
Oh, yeah, it's okay. Henshin Dad podcast wrote in and said, nobody remembers Robotrek. Robotrek all the way.
Robotrek?
I do remember
I have
Robotrek,
no idea
actually.
Yeah?
Kind of tying back into what Eric was saying, the company Quintet that made Illusion of Gaia also made Robotrek. So
not to be confused with Robotech.
Not to be confused. Yeah, Macross in Japan. Totally different. Robotrek was... it's like a you know like Final Fantasy 3 style. Enemies on the left, you on the right, you click through a menu system. But you have to like build your robots. Robots battle for you. It's a interesting game. Not as good as the rest of the Quintet games in my opinion, but still
and
a cool
it was,
game.
This one was known in Japan as slapstick, or in Japanese, surapu sitiku.
Okay.
Like that.
Very good at it.
Excellent. I'm sure anyone from Japan thought that we just had a Japanese guest on.
They're like, oh, well, I understand this now.
Oh, no. It's the worst. A very last writing was from Jerry Skids, who said, the SNES version of Aladdin, since it's not going to be coming with the upcoming release of the game.
But that version was so bad, though. I played it.
Yeah, the Genesis version was superior.
It was so much better. Far superior.
Yeah.
But those are some good picks, guys.
Yeah, I'm going to throw in some more Earthworm Jim. Maybe good Earthworm Jim 2.
Yeah, Earthworm Jim.
Good game.
Earthworm Jims, those definitely need to be on there. That would be excellent. And I got to say Street Fighter 2.
That was on my list, too. How could it not be? Now, I'm a championship edition person myself. At the very least, Turbo.
I had Turbo.
Oh, okay.
Original,
why not just go Super? Because then you have everything.
Super, I think, was the one I probably played the most on the SNES.
Yeah, and plus, like, all those cool characters that are exclusive to Super, like Cammy, freaking awesome character. Mm-hmm.
Fei Long.
Was that? Yeah. Crazy. I loved them. By the way, these are the only era of fighting games I ever liked were Super Nintendo fighting games. So
sure.
There was a moment where I loved them. Dear, actually, I can't say the only era because I loved Tekken 2 and 3 on PlayStation.
Yep. Yeah, I did.
So yeah.
Now here's one that really surprises me that it wasn't on that list because Nintendo owns this and for some reason they hate it. Dr. Mario.
Oh,
there
gosh,
was no
I know,
Super
right?
Nintendo version though, was there?
Dr. Mario? Yeah.
There had to be.
Was it an NES game? Anyway.
Yeah, there's Mario. Dr. Mario on Super Nintendo.
I'm almost positive
there
was. I
don't remember it.
Yeah.
But that's fine.
It was in my puzzle games list, like Tetris Attack.
What about those Super Scope games that no one played? Could they find a way, like with like cardboard or something to like...
I don't want to play those games.
Oh, okay. So if you recall, there was a Super Nintendo version. It was a dual cart. So it had Tetris and Dr. Mario on it.
That's why I can remember it on there. Yeah, that's a cool package.
That's a good package right there.
Good package.
Yeah.
Good package, Nintendo.
Nintendo's got great packages.
Oh my, what are we doing?
I don't know.
Of video games.
Video games.
Yeah.
If licensing was out the door though. Maybe the best side-scrolling arcade beat-em-up of all time.
Ooh.
Turtles in Time.
Oh, yeah. Turtles in Time.
That's all I'm
saying. Oh, that was so
Turtles
good.
In Time.
You know, also the glorious. Arcade version of that game, I was like, I was fascinated with because that was this is so nerdy. It was one of the few arcade games that had like a theme song with a guy singing. I don't know why I was obsessed with like people singing in video games back. Like there was Daytona as well.
There's Daytona.
And I was like obsessed with that guy's like crazy Daytona. Like just like that was just them stretching out the sample, you know? And but it just
like incredible muse vibrato.
But yeah, it was good stuff. And so anyway, but then I was disappointed when the Super Nintendo version of Turtles in Time came out and there was no singing in the theme song. I guess they didn't have the ROM space to spare.
I'm sorry you had to go through that, David.
It was painful. I was so sad.
I mean, you still remember,
I remember
it, so obviously
so painfully strongly. I remember where I was when I discovered it, too.
Do you guys have any last picks?
No, that's it for me.
There has to be more.
There is more. I mean, I could say all the quintet games.
I don't even know what that means.
With the exception of... So that's ActRaiser, Soul Blazer, Terranigma, Illusion of Gaia, Robotrek. There's probably more in there.
I wish
ActRaiser
they all
too.
Rhymed with each other like the first two did.
I know.
I know.
Blazer,
you get really
Blazer.
Get right up front and it's like, oh, this is going to be good. And they ditch it right away. It's too bad. But those are all solid games. I love all those games. With the exception of Robotrek, which I didn't play very much.
Flavor Taser. That's the best one.
I can't think of any more right off the top of my head. Oh, Super Mario All-Stars.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that would be a great one because that has all the
originals.
I mean,
even though all three of those games are on NES Classic or the NES.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's probably why it's not.
I liked the Super Nintendo versions better. So
Ooh, yikes. Controversial.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Got those hot cakes.
All right, you guys. End of the show plugs for all. Of course, you can keep up with us at sbfvgs.com. That's where you can find links to our episodes, our social media, Twitch channel, merchandise, and more. If you like what we do and you want to see us doing more of it, then the best ways to support the show, as we mentioned before, are patreon.com/sbfvgs or twitch.tv/sbfvgs. And a quick shout out to Mr. Kaminsky, who backed us on the Patreon. Thank you, sir. Thank you for your support.
Thank you very much.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
And I would also like to thank the Reformed Gamers for subscribing on this very stream. So,
yeah.
There you go. And also to all of the other people that have shown up. Spiffy was here tonight. Deadwards was here tonight. Yeah, it was great. It was good times.
Yeah. And thanks to Zenix Gaming for the cheer.
And heavily meditated. Yeah. I missed a lot of people. Zenix Gaming, heavily meditated. All these people. Thank you so much for showing up and hanging out with us tonight.
Of course, you can leave us a delightful iTunes review if you'd like to support that that way. That would be much appreciated. And a very special thanks, of course, to Eric Handsomely Faced Kruger for our podcast logo and for his handsome, handsome face.
It's back in the States and I can feel it.
For now. Who knows when he'll be leaving again?
I know. He'll be globetrotting again. So you can follow us on Twitter at SBFEGS Podcast. I'm on there as well at Barry White. That's B-U-R-Y-W-I-T-E. Mike is Taco Douglas. David is David J. Tate. And of course, you can feel free to send me a PSN friend request. I'm Barry White on there as well. Although I've been playing a lot of Switch and Xbox lately. So I feel like a real turncoat.
Secret Xbox! Adam's a secret Xbox!
So anyway, that's all the time we have for Super Best Friends Video Game Sleepover episode 130. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back every 2 weeks with more wishful thinking for Nintendo and other talk on gaming. Hit us up with your questions, topics, or musings if you want to be part of the show. Woo! Goodbye, everybody.
Yay! See you guys. It might be the stinger for that one.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.